And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, you know, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Thomas from Athens says, Colonel, I suspect that you received info regarding John Eastman from Defending the Republic. I like it. Yep, John Eastman, he needs to be defended, by the way. But thank you. Yeah, Thomas, yeah, thank you. You're right. Sandy from Harvest says, I'm disgusted to hear the depths that the lefties will stoop to try and trip us conservatives at every turn. I got a definition from the church ladies who's behind it. Maybe it's Satan. I would agree with that. Jeff from Indiana says, he's talking about Jeep Week. So Jeff got him a Jeep. He's a Jeep man now. Whoop, whoo, yeah. Says Pigeon Forge Jeep Week, the 22nd to the 24th of August. Wow. You know what? You are preaching my language right now. And he says, you need to make some Right Side Radio ducks for Jeep Week. More than happy to distribute. I still don't get that. I do not get what the deal is with having the little ducks in the... I mean, I read a story about it, but I still don't get it. But all right, listen, we're going to jump on in right now. The last dipper is Library Wars. This one now has some personal connection. I mean, I've been tracking. I mean, how long have we been talking about this? I've been tracking this since the day it really kind of kicked off. You know, Moms for Liberty, I have been very much aligned with them and watching what they've been fighting. And the fact that we got the Prattville Library, which has been like the center of controversy in Alabama, believe it or not, having to fire staff. Staff's demanding his job back because I was fired for, doing everything wrong. But libraries, y'all. Libraries. The center of the maelstrom. The eye of the storm, libraries, of all things, that place where it's supposed to be like safe and, you know, a joyous opportunity to just go and pick out the book and hang out and it's quiet and, you know, it's just good. Not always. I will tell you this. Orange Beach, Alabama. Mayor Tony Kennan, by the way, who I have been impressed with on multiple occasions, Mayor Tony Kennan of Orange Beach, Alabama, he's got new policies in their public library. Here's what's going to happen. Listen, if we're going to go ahead and make it so that parents, you got to have some skin in the game here. If you want kids to check out a book, they're giving them four levels of accessibility. Parents can sign off, say, my child can check out a book on level one or levels one through three. Or, you know, unfettered access to whatever you got, levels one through four. They're doing this because they're having issues with the complaints about books. They're taking the books off the shelves. They can't control what kids do all the time. And so they're saying, parents, what is your say in this? So that's an interesting take on it. And then, of course, you know, you got the far left side of the spectrum. Just so you know, I mean, it's very important to understand that RuPaul defends drag queen story hours at the libraries. Yes, he did. While he got, yes, I'm calling him he. RuPaul got his Emmy a couple of months ago. And while he did his speech, he made sure he stood up for drag shows reading libraries to children. It's a big, big deal. It's important. If a drag queen wants to read a story at a library, listen to, and he says her, because knowledge is power. And if someone tries to restrict your access to power, they're trying to scare you. So listen to a drag queen. Okay. Kay, no. Start taking advice from RuPaul. You got issues. Human Rights Campaign came out and lauded his speech on the importance of protecting our power as LGBTQ people face the anti-drag attacks. Now, you're not facing anti-drag attacks. I mean, I'm anti-drag. What you're facing is people that don't want you sexualizing our children. It's just really that simple. Stop making it about yourself. You self-centered perverts. Stop making it about yourself. You overly narcissistic cross-dressers. Stop making it about yourself. It's not about you. It's not about your desire to put on large fake breasts and big lips and fake wigs and then prance around in a thong in front of children and then believe your First Amendment rights have been trampled on. It's children. You nut job. That's what it's about. We're going to come right back, though, and I'm going to tell you, There's a couple of bills going through our state legislature that are very key right now, and they deal with the library issue. But there's a group out there that calls itself Read Freely Alabama, now attacking a personal friend of mine, Amy Minton. I'll tell you all about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. This one is Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, and by the way, I got to tell you, somebody else covers a lot of ground. That's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground across North Alabama. I'm talking about places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. Most recent one they put in was in Helena. Got more on the way, I'm told. Southern Immediate Care, every one of their clinics open 7 days a week. They will see all ages. I like to say pediatric to geriatric. They'll see them all. Southern Immediate Care, and by the way, this is who I use personally. I'm not kidding. This is who I use personally. And I don't use them because they advertise. They advertised because I was already using them, was so pleased with how clean and professional and friendly they were. I thought, I can brag on this. And I went and told them, and they said, you know what? Yeah. Turns out they were owned by a Right Side ruffian, so that worked out. Anyway, Southern Immediate Care, chain of clinics that you got to find. If you need help on a Saturday morning, do you wait till Monday? No. Southern Immediate Care. Find the location nearest to you. Head on down there. And yeah, when you're filling out your forms, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. We just got word from Badger from Athens telling me that Rick and Bubba used my phrase common sense like a superpower this morning.
That's awesome. That's an honor, really.
I need to have that copyrighted though.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, they're going to have Rick and Bubba t-shirts saying, you know, common sense like a superpower.
With your face on it.
Well, as long as I have my face. A little Right Side Radio star there. Yeah. Well, how about that? That's cool. By the way, they started right here in Gadsden. Did you know that?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, they started right down the road from where we are right now. And look at them now.
Are they retiring now?
They are retiring. And they have, boy, I tell you what, they have just done an amazing job of doing what they do, maintaining their integrity and their faith and everything in the middle of it all. And retiring with honor.
Yeah.
So, yep, good on them. All right, but that's my phrase. But anyway, hey, by the way, before I jump back into the library wars, I gotta tell you guys, the podcast is going crazy, and I have an announcement coming very soon I'm pretty excited about, but I'll hold that for the moment. In the meantime, check out the podcast. If you hear part of the show and you're like, man, that was good stuff, I got to hear that again, or I got to send that to a friend, or I missed yesterday's show, I want to pick up where I left off. The podcast is there every single day. We do the show live for 3 hours, and then Big Rig takes it and sort of dresses it up, takes all the commercial breaks out of it, makes it clean, and puts it out there in podcast form in all of the locations.
Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Podbean, everywhere you get podcasts.
Yes, indeedy. And you can find it on our website, rightsideradio.org. Mm-hmm. But yeah, find it, listen to it, send it to a friend, enjoy it, subscribe to it, please. Subscribe to it. We have a massive number of downloads now. I mean, we're well over 200,000 and growing. So we've got this situation right now with the library wars. So there's two bills in our legislature right this minute, House Bill 385 and House Bill 425. 385 was filed by Representative Arnold Mooney, great guy from Onion Springs. The other one from our friend Ernie Yarbrough from up in the Shoals area. But Library Wars is talking about the fact that our libraries have become the centerpiece for turmoil, it seems like, because liberals are determined to put sexual content in front of kids, and that's what they want. They want it's censorship. You can't do that. You can't say we can't. Yes, I can. It's my kids. But House Bill 385, if it's passed, would define library books that exist with obscenity in a children's section as being on par with, you know, adult video stores. Now, AL.com, not known for being a conservative organization, AL.com takes issue with this. They see this as being a potential for overreach. Creating a nanny state, says the Alabama head of the Alabama Library Association, Matthew Lane. Yeah, we need to be able to sexualize these children. Well, I'm not going to tell you the I don't feel like naming the things that it says you can't talk about it, but it describes the sex acts and the different types of, you know, perversions that would be considered lewd and lascivious and not appropriate for minors. To include, by the way, persons like RuPaul's bragging, persons who are dressed in sexually revealing, exaggerated, or provocative clothing or costumes, stripping or engaged in lewd and lascivious dancing presentations or activities with children. Those bills need to pass. At least one of them does. I mean, I think they're kind of the same. Right now, the one that has moved the fastest so far is Arnold Mooney's HB 385. Both of these are being moved through the process. And I'll just tell you, we need them now.
All of them need to pass, though.
Yeah, I would agree. Let's just get her done. Ernie Yarbrough, I want to read his quote. It's a little long. But Ernie has such a gift with words. You know, Ernie is Representative Yarbrough, who has guest hosted this show for me on multiple occasions. Ernie Yarbrough has just got a passion for what he does. He's extremely conservative. And listen to what he said about the bills that need his bill in particular, HB 425. He says, "We are living in a day when the battle for the minds and the hearts of our children could not be more visible and important. Cherishing our rights to free speech and protecting the innocence of our children and the sanctity of conversations that need to happen between parents and their children are not mutually exclusive. The job of state-funded entities is not to sexualize, groom, or push a woke gender ideology on children. State-funded entities ought to abide by the anti-obscenity laws of the state, just like all Alabamians. This battle is here to stay, and we should not run from it. Our children and future generations are counting on us. I join with other state legislatures who have filed great legislation and add to their legislation now, HB 425, prohibiting state entities from giving our children obscene materials and requiring all state entities to follow the anti-obscenity laws. Alabama's values are protected by Alabama's people and ought to be protected by Alabama's government." What a great quote. Ernie, you go, man. Give me some applause on that one, brother. That was good stuff. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. The library wars. Well, listen, I'm going to take a phone call real quick, but then I'm going to come back to what they're trying to do to attack my good friend, Amy Minton. Amy Minton, by the way, is one of your right side ruffians. She's got the T-shirt to prove it. Amy Minton is not only a friend to Charlene and I, she's a right side ruffian who has now been working actively with Moms for Liberty and others. And because of her willingness to get in the fray, was appointed by Governor Ivey to a vacant seat on the state library board. And the liberals hate it. And they're now attacking her personally, and I'll tell you about that momentarily. Let me pause briefly. I got Brian from Huntsville on the line. Brian, how you doing, brother?
Doing okay. Enjoying the show. And I thought I'd mention there is nothing new under the sun. It's no surprise to me that both Rick and Bubba and you came up with the same phrase, common sense is a superpower, at different times. But I will say I've heard them using it for at least 7 years.
You've heard them using it for 7 years? No.
That is correct.
No. I refuse to believe this.
I go out and I come up with a new recipe and it's great and everything. And then I go out on Google and I find out that, wow, somebody has something similar already.
Rats.
But it doesn't mean it doesn't take anything away from my idea.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and sit here and believe that I made it up myself, which I did.
Well, you did.
Well,
you did.
Okay. Thanks, Brian.
You have a good one, sir.
See ya.
Thanks. Bye.
Hey, let me jump back in before I run out of time. So Amy Minton, I mentioned a minute ago, she's a friend of mine, lives in Etowah County. She is active in conservative movements. She has been actively engaged in Republican politics. She has been actively engaged in Republican women. And Amy's now under attack for daring to be a conservative. Now listen, when I say she's a right side ruffian, one of the very first T-shirts we ever gave away was to her. She has been to this studio before. She is a friend of Charlene and I, and we think the world of her. And so this group called Read Freely Alabama. Now let's make sure we clarify. Read Freely Alabama means we want everything in the world to be in front of children. We don't care what it is. That's what Read Freely Alabama stands for. Read Freely Alabama is a group of extreme liberals who are determined to make sure that sexual content is not taken out of children's sections of libraries. Don't ask me why. They won't say why. They just don't think it's right. So recently, they sent out an email, and I have a copy of it. Reed Freely Alabama sent an email to their members, which somehow got into my hands. Clearly, in my opinion, verging on potentially slanderous or libelous conduct towards Amy Minton. They send it out under their banner, and they say, in response to newly appointed Alabama Public Library Systems board member Amy Minton's unethical conduct, point number one, they're daring to slander. There's a legal definition for unethical conduct, and you may have just stepped on it. Reed Freely Alabama has requested Governor Kay Ivey consider taking significant action with Ms. Minton. Really? So they're slandering her not only to the members of the group, now they're reaching out to the governor herself with these allegations. In the letter to the governor, Reed Freely's senior leadership team has detailed Ms. Minton's established problematic behavior, which included things like, brace yourselves, people, I'm about to be rough here, included publicly requesting that Gadsden Public Library segregate 30 titles due to their LGBTQ+ content. No! Are you kidding me with this? She went to her local library and asked them to take inappropriate books out of the kids section? I mean, like, they clearly say segregate, so that means it wasn't removed, burned, banned, censored. It was just moved to a different spot in the library. Huh. Ms. Minton said these should not be bought at taxpayers' expense. No, she didn't say that. And say it's not true, Reed Freely, Alabama. They want the governor to acknowledge that they believe that her behavior is incompatible with serving on the board. They require Ms. Minton to be recused from any further and all votes regarding administrative code changes. Why? Because she's proposing some new codes. Yes, indeed. Launch an investigation into Ms. Minton's clear conflicts of interest. What conflicts of interest? Oh, that's right. It's a conflict of interest, in their opinion, to exercise her rights under the First Amendment, to assemble with others, or to seek redress from her government, or, oh, by the way, to have a speech that is of her own. These people at Reed Freely, Alabama don't have a freaking clue. And they also want her, by the way, removed from the board. So there's that. They go on, though. I'm not done. I've got a copy of the letter here they wrote to Governor Ivey. I won't be able to get all of it before the break, but I'll just tell you this. They are flat out telling the governor that they believe her conduct is unethical. And they dare to say that how can she possibly do what she does when she's been actively working with Eagle Forum, Clean Up Alabama, and Moms for Liberty? No. Listen, y'all, you just named three organizations that I've had on the show multiple times, organizations with whom I collaborate on a regular basis, organizations that I believe are made up of right-side ruffians, and she's one of them. Ms. Minton continues to openly align herself with Moms for Liberty, Clean Up Alabama, and Eagle Forum, despite publicly denying she's a member of any of her organizations. Well, there's a difference in being a member and being actively engaged in things that they do. Her social media posts cast doubt on the assertion that erodes public trust in her capacity as a board member. What is their point? Well, their point is, we can't dare to have a conservative sitting on the public library board. We need something changed, Governor. This is unethical. And then, oh no, they included pictures from her social media where she said things like, we should have new defined policies for the boards. Oh no. And I hope we can move towards all library systems adopting that kind of comprehensive plan to address book purchases and placement. You mean the kind of things that a state board member ought to say? I just don't know about this. And then letting everybody know when the open hearing is going to be to vote on these policies. She didn't tell them about open meetings. And then, oh no, many of you have asked, says Amy Minton, for information on how to write a letter saying, yes, we want policy changes. You mean, wait a minute. Let's stop and think about this. Amy Minton recognizes she has constituents and she wants them to be able to communicate with their government. This is why I think Amy Minton ought to run for higher office, to be honest. How about that? Reed Freely, Alabama, you can just go pound sand, because what we're looking at right now is somebody who has been in the fray and has been doing everything that we would want done. She's a right side ruffian, and all y'all need to give us a round of applause for my friend Amy Minton. There it is. Bring it, brother. Can you play it? Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Amy, stay strong. We're with you, and we're going to get your back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, here it is. I'm saying it right now. Making common sense like a superpower. All right, so some of y'all are saying they've been using that for years, and somebody even said they have a T-shirt. Well, daggum. All right, all I know is I thought it was fresh, but I'm okay with that. If I had to be like somebody else, I don't mind being like them. Thomas from Athens sent in a pretty amazing. I need to look at this, but I'm sure he's right now that I think of where the map was. The eclipse. He said, here's an eclipse irony update. The path of totality crossed the U.S. border completely unstopped at, of all places, Eagle Pass, Texas. Wow. Wow. We need a sound effect that just goes, ooh, like that. Real quick, I got a call on the line, but I'll do this first. John from Huntsville says, Big Rig and Phil are today's co-champions with an A triple plus for their equally amazing performances. Also, just want to say I don't listen to Rick and Bubba because your show is far superior. Thank you, man. And in my opinion, Big Rig is the best sound man and sidekick on the radio. There you go. Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John. Thank you, John. All right. Listen, I tell you what, Lee from Huntsville's on the line. Grab it right now. Lee from Huntsville, how are you doing?
I am angry right now.
Are you angry?
And by the way, I did not know that about Eagle Pass. And I'll give you a, ooh. That's a pretty cool one.
Thank you. There's our sound effect. Record that real quick.
Okay. So I know Amy Minton personally.
Oh, yeah.
And a finer woman you could not find.
I agree.
And I mean that. And more loving and sweet. I mean, genuinely nice lady. That's not something people would necessarily say about me. They wouldn't hear me go, Lee, oh, man, she's a genuinely nice person.
Yeah, but
I'm telling you, Amy is.
Yeah, and you and I both know, though, don't mistake her kindness and sweetness for somebody who won't get out there and get in the mix and get something done, too.
Oh, no, she definitely will. She just does it with a smile on her face, and, you know, but she's kind. She's a kind person. But her main mistake here is that she wants to make sure children don't accidentally stumble on smut, as I like to say.
Yeah.
She doesn't want dirty books accidentally in the hands of kids. And for that, she is being slandered and maligned, and that's wrong. And the worst part of it is that these people, they're foul, some of the stuff they say about everyone.
Yeah.
But, Amy is, she's going to be fantastic for that board. And they're fighting back kind of like a Dracula when you put the holy water on him or a cross in his face. They're like, ooh, not that. they don't want a good conservative woman on this library board.
Well, and
it's going to hamper their ability.
I saw where you texted in, too. I see it. It says, the Jesus in Amy Minton irritates the demons in Read Freely.
Exactly. 100%.
Wow. Well, 100%. I know you know her personally because I've seen y'all at the same meetings before, but listen, send her a text and encourage her because they're not going to let up. They're writing letters to the governor about her right now, and this needs to stop. But my friend, the music's playing. You have a great evening.
You too.
All right. Listen, what a great show. And tomorrow, I got stuff, man. I got stuff. And there's no eclipse. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all have a great night. We'll see you then.